Both of our texts this morning are continuations of a larger story. The story from John begins immediately where last week's story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 leaves off. The crowds have just been fed and have tried to capture Jesus to make him their king. Jesus and the disciples flee. Jesus goes up the mountain to pray, and the disciples get trapped in a storm while clinging desperately to their boat. Jesus walks on the water to get to them, and immediately the boat reaches the shore. Today's story has the crowds arriving on that same shore. They've been seeking Jesus and the disciples, wanting more. Likewise, our text from Exodus is a continuation of a larger story. In chapter 15, the Israelites sang a song of praise as they watched Pharaoh and his soldiers get washed away by the Red Sea. Almost immediately following that, they spent 3 days in the wilderness in search of water. Now, do you know the rule of threes? A human life can survive 3 minutes without air, 3 days without water, and roughly 3 weeks without food. By that third day, the Israelites found water, but it was not drinkable. God worked a miracle through Moses, turning the water sweet enough to drink, and then led them to 12 springs of water. Again, almost immediately, our story this week begins with chapter 16. The people are now filled with water, so they complain about the lack of food. They had meat and bread in Egypt. Maybe it would have been better for them to stay there in bondage. At least they had something to eat. I'll tell you what, it sure does feel good to look at the Israelites and that crowd of 5,000 people and think to myself, man, I am so glad I'm not like them. They're such fools. They just witnessed incredible miracles, proving that God is a God who provides. Then they forget everything they've seen and start complaining about what they do not have. They're so selfish. I shake my head at their annoyance and their impatience. And then I pick up my phone and I start shopping for the latest deals online. I think to myself, my house is so cluttered. Ooh, but here's some of those home organizer baskets that are on sale, 15% off. I'll just pop those in the cart. Is there anything else I need? Another book on how to live in a clutter-free house. The last four I bought didn't do very much good. But this one says that the house is practically going to clean itself, so I'll just add that to the cart. It's not a big deal. Ooh, there's that game that we've been meaning to get on the Nintendo Switch. It's not on sale, but we have been thinking about it for a while. Of course, I can't get something for one child without getting something for the other, so let me see. Let's search for toys for toddler girls. Well, that's it. That's my biggest confession of all. I am addicted to shopping online. With thousands of products at my fingertips, all of which can be at my home in 2 days with free shipping with just a click, I've fallen into my own kind of scarcity mindset. I'm so quick to judge the Israelites and Jesus' followers because I don't want to admit that I'm right there with them. Hey, Moses, do you have Prime? We could have a whole shipment of smart water here by Tuesday if we order in the next 8 hours. Jesus, you know, if you want, we could put that bread on a subscription and then we wouldn't have to worry about running out. Would you like that delivered every month or every other month? When I think of the crowds at the Sea of Galilee, wanting Jesus to fill them yet again, I think of people standing in a bread line during the Great Depression, These were not the people who were spending frivolously or who were too lazy to put to work to put food on the table. They desperately needed help providing for their children and their families the basic necessities of life. They were frugal and rationed everything they had. They were experts at making food stretch. Yet they couldn't stretch what they didn't have. Thousands of people today face food insecurity and struggle to put healthy meals on the table. I think it's important to make the distinction between folks who have plenty of access to the necessities in life, but who attempt to find joy and fulfillment in acquiring more stuff, and between those who struggle daily to live sustainably due to systems that prevent them from becoming self-sufficient. I also think it is important to note that before Jesus chided the crowd for thinking only of their bellies and to put their minds to spiritual things, he filled their bellies. This is a pattern that Jesus shows again and again in Scripture. He sees our need, he asks something from us, he meets our need in unexpected ways, and then he shifts our focus to the things of God rather than the things of this world. So I wonder, you know what you want out of life. We all have dreams and desires and plans. But what kind of bread are you storing up for yourself? Is it the kind with an expiration date, like manna in the wilderness, that had to be collected every day before it went and spoiled? Is it the kind that fills you for the moment, but leaves you hungry again soon after, like that miracle bread on that side of the Sea of Galilee? Or are you gathering for yourself true bread from heaven, the kind that brings life to the world? May we all feast from that life-giving bread today and always. Amen.